Tarek Dasha tells us in Parshas Ekev, Vatisra Ma Hashem Shoel Mimach, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from us? Ki im lira, as Hashem Elokecha, only to have Yerushmayim, lelechus b'chol d'racha, to follow in the ways of Hashem, lahava yisoy, to love him, lahava as Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of our hearts and all of our soul. And the Gemara Masech, the Brachas, learns from this pasuk, Hakab de Shemayim, everything is destined and decreed min Shemayim chutz mi Yerushemayim. Explains Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zatzal in his Sefer Mishnas Rabbi Aaron. The pasuk says in Eoyf, Hein Yiras Hashem hi chokma v'sur mi rabino. To attain Yerushemayim, to attain the degree that we should not do what's wrong, requires special wisdom. And he explains that the pasuk uses the word hain. Hain, he says, based on a Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, is one. And the Gemara is, the pasuk is identifying the uniqueness of Yerushmayim. He says, from everything that a person is supposed to achieve in this world, it's not only he who makes it happen. Even something like learning Torah, he says it takes, of course, our initiative to learn and want to learn, but in order to be successful in our Limud HaTorah, in learning Torah, we, of course, need Siyata Deshmaya, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to assist us. He says when it comes to Yerushmayim, there's only one, the only way it could, you could achieve it is if you work on Yerushmayim. And that's pshat in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. Ein laKadosh Baruch Hu b'alamai el Yerushmayim b'lvad. B'alamai, in this world where we do so much, but everything we don't do it ourselves. It's not only up to us. However, when it comes to Yerushmayim, it's all up to us. But then he takes it one step further. He says Yerushmayim is not just a subject that we study. And we study Yerushmayim, then we'll be Yerushmayim. Yerushmayim is something that we have to inculcate into ourselves, into our minds, and into our behavior. And that's why that pasuk that we quoted in Yoiv says that Hein Yiras Hashem hi chokma. We have to begin by studying Yerushmayim, but that is not sufficient. The Yerushmayim has to translate itself to our lives, the sur meira bina, to know how to live our lives, to do what's right and stay away from what's wrong. The Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Mem Lamed Gimel Amud Beis on this pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu ask of us? Ki im lira. And the Gemara says, Ki im means to say it's not a very big deal. And ask the Gemara, Ota Yira Milsa Zitrasahi, is achieving Yerushmayim not something significant? Answers the Gemara in Lagaba Moshe Milsa Zitrasahi. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't such a serious issue. So, of course, the question is, if Moshe Rabbeinu Baruch Hashem was able to achieve Yerushmayim, how does that translate that we're able to have Yerushmayim? So Sodor of Dushinsky Zatzal explains as a pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech declares, L'cha Oma Libi Bakshe Panei Es Panecha Hashem Avakish. David HaMelech, in his own personal life, acted in a very humble manner, as David HaMelech himself describes himself. V'anochi Talas V'layish, he compares himself as a worm. But when he was sitting and his role as king, he had to show that he was the king. And what happened under those circumstances is that everybody who came in contact with him, everybody showed him great respect and honor. David HaMelech says, L'cha Oma Libi Pakshu Panai, because of my need to have respect to you. I learn from the way people respect me, and I know who I am and who I am not. I learn from that how much I must respect you. And David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu is the same. As the Pasuk says, people were careful how they came close to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to the people, if you're concerned and you're cautious about coming close to me, and I am just a regular human being, how much more so should you be concerned about coming to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Moshe Rabbeinu in Lagaba Moshe, Milsa Zitrasahi. If we have to show so much respect to Moshe Rabbeinu, that should only show us how much respect we have to show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to teach Klal Yisrael. There's so many times that we show respect to people who are human beings just like us. Certainly, we have to show so much respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who, of course, we know what he represents. The Gemara says, so the Gemara is calling Yerushimayim a milsa zitrasi, a dovakal, something that's easy. And the Sefer Yisoid HaAvoda from the Slonim Rebbe tries to understand what is the difference between a dovakal and a dovakasha, between something easy to achieve versus something difficult to achieve. He says something easy and hard is not to be defined by the significance of the project. The easy and hard is defined by the ability to achieve the project. And what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, there's so many things that Klal Yisrael wants, there's so many things that everybody wants, but we're not guaranteed to achieve and get what we want. But as the Gemara says, Hakob de Shemayim chutz mi Yerushimayim. If Rab Aaron says that Yerushimayim is completely up to us, he takes it a step further. He says there's a guarantee from Kadosh Baruch Hu that if somebody wants to achieve Yerushimayim, then he will be successful. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say. In Lagaba Moshe Milsa Zritrasahi, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I am the best example where I try to achieve Yerushimayim, and therefore, just like I, because I wanted to, was successful in my goal, you also can be successful in your goal if that's what you really want to do. Another pshat that the Baal Shem says in that Gemara, in Lagaba Moshe Milsa Zritrasahi, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, I'm going to give you advice how you can achieve Yerushimayim. If somebody has proper Derech Eretz and covered for a Talmud Chacham, then that is the stepping stone to successfully have Yerushimayim. And that's pshat in the Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis. The Pasuk says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'rabbis Talmid Chachamim. We take that Gemara to mean that L'rabbis Talmid Chachamim, that just like we have to have respect and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so must we have respect and fear of Talmid Chachamim. But the Baal Shem says, L'rabbis Talmid Chachamim, if you want to be successful in achieving Yerushimayim, then have respect and derech eretz for Talmidei Chachamim, and that will be the way you will be successful in being able to have Yerushimayim. The Rambam has a different approach how to achieve Yerushimayim. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah Perek Beis Halacha Beis says, "V'heichi aderech la'avosoi v'yirosoi." What is the path how one can achieve Yerushimayim? He says, "B'shar shi'uspoina adam b'masov abruv hanefloim hagdolim." If somebody observes and pays attention to this incredible world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, v'yir mehen chachmosay she'en lo erech v'lo kates, we pay attention and we see everything that's going on, and it's incredible. That causes a person to tremble. And we comes to recognize how insignificant we are. And when we just observe the incredible world, the incredible universe that we live in, then we recognize that how incredible this world is, which was created by Hashem, and we are just nothing compared to it. That brings us to Yerushalayim. But this goal and this path to Yerushalayim is incredible. The Zohar, the Tikune Zohar says, "Man de ispe yira, somebody has Yerushalayim, less le choysel kol, will not want for everything." And that's how I saw some suggest as the pshat in this Maimer Chazal that we've been quoting, Hakbidei Shemayim Chutz Yerushalayim. Somebody who's a Yerushalayim, in his power is whatever he wants. And therefore, even if something, Hakbidei Shemayim, something was decreed in Shemayim, if a Yerushalayim, a person who truly fears Hashem, is Geyser, wants something on the other hand, or something else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Geyser V'Tzadik Mevatel, as the Gemara says, Masech Demai Kotten Daf Tazayin Amabez. And that's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim and Perek Lamedalad, Yiras Hashem Kedoshav Ke'em Machse L'Reyov. People who have Yerushalayim, Eim Machse, want for nothing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills all of their wishes, all of their tefillas. And that's the Pasuk that it says also in Tehillim, and Perek Kuf Chav Ches. Shir HaMalois, Ashrei ko yirei Hashem, praised are those who have Yerushalayim, haholich bedrachav, ashrecha v'toivloch, and the Gemara Masech the Bracha says, ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'toivloch l'olam haba. Somebody who's a Yerushalayim, in olam hazeh, he'll have whatever he needs, v'toivloch l'olam haba, and that will remain with him, l'olam haba. Yerushalayim is something that we have to work and achieve, try to achieve. It's only up to us, but we have the ability to achieve it, and the benefit of achieving it is incredible. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. Ma Hashem Shoyel Makim Lira. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us, that's all I ask of you. If we do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us, we will be zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do what we ask of him.